Welcome to Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love. Spoken of by many as one of the greatest living masters of the backflower remedies, he has the oldest ongoing classes with the remedies in the world, 40 years, and has worked with over 100,000 people. He will be showing us how to recognize and heal our shadow side and the emotional baggage we all carry, using the advanced protocols he has developed with the Love Healing System. To learn more, please visit his website at www.drericlove.com for more information. Now, here is our host, Dr. Eric Love.
Hey, this is Dr. Love, and welcome all to Healing the Heart. I would like to begin with a prayer to get us centered for the work we're going to do tonight. Oh Lord, please bless our work tonight and help us to in our lives become closer to Thee, for the purpose of your life is self-realization and God-realization, and not the chasing after material things. Bless us and help us to heal, and help us to know that you are the one who guides us and gives us our wealth, our prosperity, our health, and our happiness. In his holy name, amen. And for the FDA, a disclaimer that nothing we're going to go over is meant to cure, treat, or diagnose disease. If you have a disease, go see a real doctor. And in Arizona and up in Washington and other places, you can actually go see a naturopath, which is a primary care physician, licensed in those states to take care of everything. So welcome, and first of all, I'd like to quote from Kirpal Singh, who was president of the World Fellowship of Religions and a personal friend of mine. Most of our ills are psychosomatic, being the result of emotional disturbances caused by hatred, animosity, and worry. I'm going to read that once again. Most of our ills are psychosomatic, being the result of emotional disturbances caused by hatred, animosity, and worry. The emotional spiritual conflict is the true cause of disease. I'm going to go and quote a little bit from Dr. Bach about this very subject and see what he says and interpret this for you. Interpret his words. This system of treatment is the most perfect which has been given to mankind within living memory. Now, this is from his book, The 12 Healers, and if you don't have it, you can get it for free by downloading it from the just Google The 12 Healers and Other Remedies, Dr. Edward Bach, and you'll be able to get a free copy, free PDF copy. And also, while you're at it, download Heal. We're going to be quoting from that today. This system, and those are both free, this system of treatment is the most perfect which has been given to mankind within living memory. It has the power to blank, can't say that word, it has the power to blank, blank, delete disease. It has the power to blank disease, and in its simplicity, it may be used in the household. This system of healing, which has been divinely revealed unto us, shows that it is our fears, our cares, our anxieties, and such like that open the path to the invasion of illness. So in a nice way, he's saying here that our fears and cares and worries and anxieties and depression and things like that are the true cause of disease, which is true. Thus, by treating our fears, our cares, our worries, and so on, we not only free ourselves from our illness, but the herbs given unto us by the grace of the Creator of all, in addition, take away our fears and worries and leave us happier and better in ourselves. Yes, the Bach flower remedies, the purpose of Bach flower remedies are to take away our fears and cares and worries. the way they take away them is by helping you to understand how you can process and work those issues through. Dr. Friend, who's a psychiatrist who studies with me, she says the action of the remedy is to stimulate and catalyze you to go ahead and work through the issues that you need to work through to kick you in the and get you to go ahead and process the stuff on through. But the herbs given to us, back to Bach, by the grace of the Creator of all, in addition, take away our fears and worries and leave us happier and better in ourselves. As the herbs heal our fears, our anxieties, our worries, our faults and failings, it is these we must seek, and then the disease, no matter what it is, will leave us. So he's saying here even stronger, the root cause of disease is in the emotional spiritual conflict. The world is waking up to this. And there is nothing better on earth than the Bach flowers to do that piece of healing. However, you need to learn how to use it properly in order to be able to get the job done. There is little more to say, he goes on, for the understanding mind will know all this, and may there be sufficient of those with understanding minds, unhampered by the trend of science, to use these gifts of God for the relief and blessing of those around them. Unhampered by the trend of science, people worship the scientific medical. God bless them. God bless us all. People, you want to hear the word of God in the church, go talk to your medical doctor. Whatever he says goes. And God said, in the Bible, we should have no other gods before us. Bach continues, thus behind all disease lies our fears, our anxieties, our greed. So now he's talking about the spiritual defects. Bach said, the primary causes of disease are such things as pride, cruelty, hatred, ignorance, instability, and greed. And the flowers work on those two very well. Behind all disease lies our fears, our anxieties, our greed, our likes and dislikes. Let us seek these out and heal them. And with the healing of them will go the disease from which we suffer. Beautiful, beautiful, from the book, The 12 Healers. So we are entering a period of great enlightenment, the Great Awakening. Dr. Kolb calls it the Ascension, the New Enlightenment. I have a bunch of students who study with a spiritual teacher in India by the name of Kalishwar, who said, we're moving from the age of darkness into the age of enlightenment. What's going to become very easy to become enlightened. But 3/4 of the population of the world would die during this transition period. If God intervened, it would be 2/3. Now I'm going to let you figure that one out for yourself. As we move into the Great Awakening, the Ascension, and the New Enlightenment, you're going to need to heal your old baggage. You can't take it with you to the New Awakening. All this old baggage is just like a rope around your neck. And that's the purpose of my teachings here, is to help you learn how to heal your baggage, your emotional baggage, and the issues, and the junk, and the garbage, and the crap that you deny, but you really have deep within yourself. Okay. I wrote a poem a little while ago. Let me read that to you here. I wrote this an hour ago while I was sitting here. So what you want to know yourself? You want to find out who you really are? You want to understand your pain, the way you suffer in your breath, the depth of meaning in yourself, the rise up, and then rise up and handle and resolve the inner aching and the hurt until it finally goes away. You want to understand the meaning of the tears. Deep breath, the many lies you live with daily and deny. You want to learn about yourself and understand the person who you really are. As wind blows soft across the midnight of the rain, and deep and silent secrets lying buried in the laughter and the pain. Woo. So my challenge is, do you want to go in and really know yourself and learn how you learn who you really are and process the deep issues of your inner self? Dr. Herbert Phil, who's a psychiatrist and served as a head of mental health in the Virgin Islands for 5 years, was with the Mayo Clinic for 7, and former New York City Commissioner on Mental Health, said, "I use Bach flowers almost exclusively instead of tranquilizers and psychotropics, and get very good results." Psychotropics meaning psychiatric drugs. And Bob Mignon, who studied with me, who's a medical doctor and a psychiatrist, he told a class, "I quit using acupuncture and Chinese herbs because I get better results with the Bach flowers. And I use Bach on almost all my patients and get wonderful results with depression." Those are some people who use the flowers. And I'm going to talk to Dr. Mignon, see if I have him on, talk to us. There's three levels of suspension that as you go through the healing process, you may have to face. Number one, feeling stuck. Number two, the void, which we talked about last week. And number three, the dark night of the soul, which we'll talk about off and on as we go along. Feeling stuck. Almost everybody feels stuck. Once you start working with Bach, you're going to be able to heal that thing of feeling stuck. Everybody tells me that once they start working with Bach flowers, they don't feel stuck anymore. So that moves that through. Stuck is where you, you're stuck in a place, you'd rather be doing something else, you just feel stuck, you're not moving forward with your life. And once you start taking the flowers, most people tell me that that feeling of being stuck goes away. That's the first level that you may experience, having to do with the subject and the issue of suspension. The second level is the void. And as you're going through your healing process, you may have to face the void. The void is this big thing where nothing is happening. You feel, and generally you feel scared or spooked about it. You're just in this big void and nothing is happening. There was a doctor in Santa Monica. Nothing was happening. He was a chiropractor, and he took my course in the mid '80s, which was every Wednesday night. He actually took it twice. It was a 4-month course. He took it for 8 months. He had no self esteem, no confidence. He took the large remedy, which is a remedy for confidence. At the end of the 8 months, he had all the confidence that he needed. He took other remedies, too, for self-esteem. But he began to move forward. He developed a good, healthy clientele, lots of business, and was very happy with his life. And the self-esteem issue completely went away. That's called a thorough constitutional transformation. And that means the deepest acting negative character defect that you have is resolved and has changed over to the positive. So his lack of confidence changed over to confidence. And that's part of what you want to get with the healing of the flower essences, the way that I teach them. There was a girl in Montana who couldn't be alone. Work was dragging. She was in a very deep void and very pain, a lot of pain about that. Felt like nothing was happening. But see, what happens is God puts you in the void because you need to heal. This is very difficult talking about this. It's difficult because it's hard to explain it and it's hard to understand. So bear with me. She didn't like her work. She was scared to be alone. The reason God puts a person into the void is because there's healing of your inner self that God feels it's necessary that you go through that healing and you go through it now. So God puts you into a state of suspension. When we were done working, She was very happy about being alone. She had one of the worst issues of being alone of anybody I've known in recent years. And it was like completely gone. She ended up being alone for a year in a trailer, got her own trailer, was very happy. She got a new job and was very happy. And she ended up with a new boyfriend. Once she resolved the stuff from her inner child and the traumas of her life, she had really big traumas, then she was able to move through the void. The next level of suspension is called the dark night of the soul, where God puts you into the most painful experience a human being can have, painful emotional experience, to get you to go through a crash course in healing your spiritual defects, your pride, your hatred, your arrogance, your cruelty, your selfishness. It's worse than a Nazi concentration camp. In Florida, I had a class. Most of the class couldn't remember their childhood. More than 50% couldn't remember their childhood. And we said, why can't a person remember their childhood? People from a Nazi concentration camp can remember everything. And the answer that came up was because their childhood was worse than a Nazi concentration camp. It was the dark night of the soul. There's a gal in South Carolina who's probably listening to this. And I talk to her and I go, girl, you got torture. You feel like death all the time. Nothing but destruction that you face, excruciating pain and torment that you face on a daily level. Deepest anguish and aching and ripping apart of the very soul of yourself, searing and tearing through your very bones on an everyday basis, and no one, not anyone, can understand. She said, Dr. Love, you're the only person that understands this. I said, yeah, I know, because I went through it. I went through, and as she's taking the remedy, she's actually feeling much better. And we did some SAP. She got wonderful results. Marta lost her son. God bless her. And at the end of the week, her husband passed away and up into the mountains and, with some friends. And they, at the end of the weekend in the cabin, they gave her the keys and they said, you can stay as long as you want. She stayed 7 years. She stayed for 3 years up in those mountains alone, carried her own wood, cut her own wood, carried her own water. And after 3 years, she came back down into the world. She had resolved that dark night of the soul. Why does God give a dark night to people? I'll be talking more about this because it's something hardly anyone knows anything about. When a person is in the dark night of the soul, no one understands it. No one wants to understand it. The person is just alone with themselves. We'll be talking more about the dark night. It is absolutely the most painful place a human being can be. And you're there for as long as God wants to keep you. It's a purgative, a corrective, where God is seeking to correct deep, deep, deep stuff on the inside of yourself. It's an ancient karmic thing coming from past lives where God is looking to correct. You're actually paying back or experiencing the fruit of actions that you have put out from the past, which were very, very, very dark. And the solution to the dark night is to learn what God is trying to teach you. Every experience where you suffer, the solution is to learn what God is trying to teach you, and then you don't have to have so much pain. Because the secret of the pain is it's a wake-up call to get you to grow and change and learn and resolve certain issues on the inside of yourself. Very happy. I was in the dark night of the soul. Let me look at our time here. For 7 years up in Montana. The pain was so excruciating, I can't tell you. I had a Hindu Vedic astrologer tell me when I was 35, he said, when you turn 51, you're going to get a disease, but you won't die. You're going to feel like you're going to die, but you won't die. You'll make it through. And I went home, called a, one of my students, could see the future and read cards. She looked in the future and said, no, nope, you're not going to get a disease. You're going to survive. You're going to be fine. Well, when I turned 51, it hit. And I won't go into the story, kind of private, but it hit, and it hit hard. And I thought I was going to die. And I told God, I said, look here. I said, you got to. I had like 20, 25 years experience as a healer and homeopath. I'd never seen anything like this. And I said, you got to help me with this. I don't want to get a disease. And God told me, yeah, I'll help you. But you just got to pay real close attention to what I teach you. And follow what I teach you. You're going to be fine. And it was there I learned the deeper levels of the flower essences, the deeper level of the SAF, how to use Dr. Lorraine Day's program of diet and lifestyle change. And I did my SAF every day. I did my remedies on this deeper level that I've ever used before. And I was able to survive. And there was an astrologer that told me, she said, I can't believe you just like flew right over the top of the whole thing. That, she said, is a once-in-a-lifetime hit. That'll never happen to you again. And it was from some karma I did. Well, I'm not going to go into what it was, but it was something I did many lifetimes before that was not too good. It had to do with military. That's all I'll say about that. Let me stop talking about the dark night of the soul and read you another poem. We're going to go into agrimony here in just a little bit. Hunger. For what I do not have, the wishing and the craving, lying secret in the breathing of the heart, the wanting that you carry in the blood. When can I have those things I really want? When can I hold them close to me and whisper, this is mine, it is mine? Yearning in the days of heat and desert nights that stream across the heart, thirsting for that thing you feel will fill your soul and cover up the drench of empty places aching in your inner self. And as the night moves silent across the moonlit stillness of the desert earth, no one sees you, your hunger, or the thirst that burns inside you, wishing what you do not have, nights and dawns of wishing and of quiet, silent yearning that go to make the person who awake will watch the stillness and the silence moving softly across the desert night. So far away from who you really are. So far away from who you really meant to be. I got one more poem, but why don't we stop here and head into the agrimony? I gotta dig up my book here if I can find it. I'll turn over to agrimony. Most difficult of all the Bach remedies to understand. I'm gonna get back on my headset here and talk away here and use both hands. The agrimony is difficult to understand because you don't feel like there's anything wrong. Everything's fine. So the first thing is, if you come in and you're not feeling good, you put on a happy face. Nobody knows what you're really feeling. So the agrimony person, they just act like they're happy all the time. They take all their problems and bury them. And then they have anxiety. This particular form of anxiety, like a free-floating anxiety where you feel upset and you feel this anxiousness inside. this worry inside, but you don't really know where it's coming from. You don't know what it's all about. Well, the truth is, what it's about is someone hurt your feelings or something came down yesterday. You didn't resolve it. You didn't talk about it. You didn't work on it. You didn't journal it. You didn't do anything about it. And now it's rankling around as anxiety inside of it, inside of you. So it's one of our main anxiety remedies. Inner agony. Something's eating on you. Your feelings are concealed. I got to keep it together and look good. Who would really want to be bothered with what my problems are? So you hold back, bury your feelings, and you're tormented by these hidden worries. She's a keeper of secrets. Invisible issues. This is called the invisible shield because it's a shield because you take your problems that you have that are causing you stress and just make them invisible. Everything's fine. Her husband never really talked too much about his feelings. He just kept everything inside himself. She often wondered what he was really feeling. If your husband's an aggravated person, you'll never know what he's feeling. Because they hide their bad and uncomfortable feelings. Agrimony has mental torture. And, you know, nothing wrong with getting a pencil and writing these things down. This is from my book, The Personality Profiles of the Bach Remedies, which is a shorter version of Physician Heal Thyself. She bore her pain so quietly and even appeared somewhat cheerful. Mental torture, inner agony. You never know about the pain that the agrimony has because agrimony never tells you about their pain. I had a class one time. I said, let me show you. I said, there was 250 people in the class. It was in Montana. I said, how many of you guys have excruciating body pain? 15 people raised their hand. And I went to each person and I said, do you ever tell people about your body pain, how bad it is? And every single person says, no, I never tell anyone. And the people in the group, it was at a spiritual community, some of them were crying as they were telling, I asked them about how bad their pain was too, and they told the group about what their pain felt like. And some of the people in the group were crying because they said, I can't believe it. We work daily with so-and-so and with these people, and I can't believe that they have so much pain. We never knew that. And then I had the alignment technique, which is I had some people, a few nurses, who I taught the alignment technique, which is one of the techniques in my certification program that I teach you. It puts all the bones of the spine into a complete spinal alignment. You never touch the spine. You just muscle test the feet and then hold a few points in the sacrum. And the other technique, you hold a few points in the forehead and behind the head. There's two alignment techniques. And I had those people go back and get the alignment treatments from the nurses and the massage therapists in the back of the room. And most of those people were free of pain for the entire weekend. Pretty cool. And I teach that in my certification course. Mental torture. It can also be physical torture. Those people have physical torture. Physical torture, physical pain. The secret of physical pain is that if you can't figure out who's hurting you, who's trying to destroy you? What? That's my ship's bell here on my telephone, if you can hear that, telling me it's the bottom of the hour. If you can't figure out who's tormenting you and torturing you, or what forces are torturing you, it's going to go down in your body, and then your body's going to feel tortured. You feel pain in your body. So pain, the secret of pain, it's a wake-up call to get you to go and find out who is hurting you, who's destroying you. I had a woman who told me, Dr. Love, I don't know why I have all this pain. I think I told you the story before. And she went to her husband and told him that, you know, you're dumping all your pain on me after about a month and a half on the agrimony and other few other remedies. She realized it was her husband dumped. It was not her pain. It was her husband's pain. He was dumping her. And she told him to stop it. If she wanted to stay married, he wanted to stay married to her, he had to stop it. And he apologized, and he stopped it. And he quit dumping on her. She quit taking on his pain. All the pain left her body. completely. And I never touched her. She never had any massage, chiropractic, nothing. She went from excruciating pain to no pain at all because she had realized where the source of the pain was, which is what you try to do with the remedies. You give the remedies to help the person go through a realization process and an inner awakening to understand where the pain is coming from. And then they go and resolve it. The remedies, as you take the remedies, God actually gives you the solutions, and you understand what you need to do, and then you go and do it. Mental torture, inner agony, or physical torture and physical agony. Anxious. There's anxiousness because there's all these issues you have to deal with. Let me stop here a moment and do my third point, the point number three for tonight. And then we'll get back to agrimony, the self. Why don't you want to know yourself and learn about the person who you really are? You know so much of how to run and do and looking good, an expert in the ways of worldly things in life. It is so sad you do not know yourself, that secret self, so deep inside the hidden core of you, the place you never want to go or feel or learn that much about. But you can go and get things done and run and move about the storm and dance the wind and sail across the sea and bring the freight and move the ships and make it all to be accomplished and achieved across the ocean in the moonlit night. And undertake so much of breath and life. You have no time for you to nourish you or comfort you, to bring you back to find and heal the inner you. Self, you do not understand or dare to know about the self, the secret self that waits within the mountainsides, the place you never want to go, or have the time to even think about. The stream of life that pours out of the earth into the green and flowered meadow, where you can drink your heart's delight, yet dare to never go. The little mountain stream you haven't seen in years flows out cold and crisp, electric to the pulse of life, and has the sweetest water, yet is only just a dream. You know so much about the world that's real and how to run and do and make things be, but sadly, do not know yourself. So the purpose of my healing program is for you to finally discover yourself. And let me stop to a quick commercial about my courses. Then we'll get back to agrimony, the most misunderstood and most difficult to understand remedy of them all. My course is a one-year certification. We give certified homeopath. We give homeopathic certification in the treatment of animals. We give a certified herbalist, certified nutrition consultant. It's a one-year course, and it's an apprenticeship where you and I work together 1 hour per week for a year. We skip a week here and there, but primarily we spend an hour a week, and during that time, you'll just pick it up. There's no tests, no exams. I always know where you are, and I'm able to take you to the next level. A lot of my course centered around you taking the remedies and you experiencing the inner healing on the inner self and deep inside of you. If you can experience it, physician, heal thyself, you'll learn to heal your own self, and you'll learn the system and become master of the system. I also teach you, I have two books, so The Art of Healing and Physician, Heal Thyself. Those two books you can get through me. They're the textbooks for my course. If you just want to get the books, you can call me up or email me, Dr. Eric Love. .com. My email is medicinewin.11@gmail.com. medicinewin.11@gmail.com. 406-585-0774. 406-585-0774. And I'll give that to you later. But you can call me and get those books. And if you want to call me about the course, I also teach you, besides teaching you how to master the Bach flower essences using the advanced protocols that it took me 4 years to develop, I teach you how to use the wonderful FAM system that is the deepest, most powerful thing you've ever seen in your life. All the other systems like EFT and rapid eye movement, and One Brain and Scientology, they're trying to do what the SAF actually accomplishes, hands down, very, very deep. And I teach that to you in my course. I teach you the wonderful alignment technique that puts all the bones of the spine into place. And I teach you two wonderful nutrition programs for the purpose of healing disease. And those things, they smoke, and they are just so often. And I keep awesome when I teach you those things. And there's a bunch of other things, too. That you'll learn. But those are the main things. And I sit beside you and walk with you through the gateways and the doorways of your own personal healing process. This healing that you go through with me over the 1 year period should be the deepest healing that you probably had in your entire life. And you'll come away knowing how to do it with other people. And most importantly, you'll come away knowing how to physician heal myself, which is the most important, to be able to heal yourself. And we'll go into why that is next week. So that's my commercial, 406-585-0774, medicinewind.11@gmail.com. And if you have any questions, send them to me here, and I'll give them up while the show's going on. Okay, holds things inside. The agrimony remedy, century remedy, rock water remedy, they hold back their feelings and they hold them where they should be speaking. See, you want to know your truth, you want to feel your truth, you want to speak the truth. Once you don't speak the truth anymore, you're going to get sick. You're going to end up with a disease if it goes on long enough and you get into a weird situation. Because the only thing to really save you is your truth, because that's who you really are. Alice Miller says your truth is what you feel. And if you don't honor what you feel and you hold it inside, then all that electric negative charge is going to create and cause disease. Can be under the influence. They're probably going to be under the influence of a suppressive person, which means they have a suppressive, constrictive, restrictive, repressive person in their environment, suffocating them and strangling them and sitting on you, causing you where you can't breathe, where you can't express yourself. They're suppressing you down, pushing you down. And then you're going to lose your self-esteem. This is one of the shielding remedies. There's 9 remedies for shielding and protection. This is one of them. Shielding and protection, not being shielded and protected, is one of the greatest causes of disease. This is a secret. We're talking below the surface. We're talking deep now. So I'm telling you, one of the greatest causes of disease is not being protected, shielded from people who put their negative energy on you. That's called using you as a dumper. Or people who feed off of you, that's called using you as a feeder. Not being protected and shielded is one of the greatest causes of disease. The people use you as a dumper, feeder. Hives feelings. I don't let a lot of my emotions show. I don't let myself be numb. I don't let it out, she said. Inability to express feelings. Now, one thing that agrimony has is this thing about being cheerful. They're not always cheerful. They're just like, they can be plain, the feelings are plain, or they can be cheerful. One gentleman came for the second round of remedies. He ran the library at the university, and he was a gay man, and he was very handsome and very well-dressed. He sat down in the chair, and I asked him how he was doing. We're going to figure out the remedies for the next month. He said, I'm doing wonderful. He was smiling. He said, except I feel like killing myself. So the agrimony makes out like everything's okay. Sometimes they're happy and cheerful. Remember, Ronald Reagan always put a smile on his face? And yet he said that he and Nancy suffered from anxiety. Every time he saw him, he had a smile on his face. Makes light of her difficulties. During an illness, she would laugh at her discomfort and appear happy, and sometimes make jokes. Restlessness. Agrimony is a restless person. They desire excitement. I was in one fellow's house who was agrimony. He had the television in one room, the radio in another room, and the stereo going in another room, all going on at the same time. Desires excitement. There's this restless energy. They're restless because of all the mental torture they're experiencing, or body torture that they're experiencing. Restlessness. Sensitive to strife. The agrimony person avoids arguments and avoids any kind of conflict on the inside of themselves. They don't like to argue. The reason it's shielding remedies is because the agrimony person can be manipulated. They can come in usually as a dumper and a feeder, because all they got to do is raise their voice, say they're going to argue with you. And the agrimony, you just give them whatever they want, because you can't stand it. It's so painful to have any kind of conflict. And sentries like that, too. Sentry remedies like that, too. Sensitive to controversy. She was so sensitive to arguments that she allowed no arguing in her house whatsoever. When conflict begins, Bobby leaves the place. So agrimony doesn't like any conflict whatsoever. They don't even like conflict inside their own self. In their inner self, when they feel conflict on the inner self, they just push it aside. They don't want to deal with it. They don't want to face any kind of conflicting issue, any issues that cause them conflict on the inside of themselves. Well, you need to process it. You need to go take a bath, flowers. You need to do some SAF. I cannot tell you how wonderful SAF is. It is one of the deepest and most exciting systems I've ever worked with. And I teach that in my course. I teach it to some people who are not taking my course, who just want to learn the SAF. I think it's Life Energy. Look up Skogna.com, S-C-O-G-N-A. Kathy was on, and her website, I think it's LifeEnergySystems.com. Louise Hayes says that it's the hottest system of therapy in the whole world. Sensitive to controversy. So agrimony doesn't want any controversy. All they want is peace. They're the peacemaker. They don't want any conflict. They'll do anything to avoid the conflict. They just want to make the peace. But the conflict that's happened is eating away at them inside. And they go off smiling, but they've taken it on the inside of themselves. And then it's eating away inside at them. It's eating away. And then it's going to cause them anxiety. It's going to cause them emotional pain. It's going to cause them body pain. Agrimony, because you got to work these things out. You can't be just taking in electric negative charges from other people. You need to, if something comes into you, you need every charge. Here's a spiritual law from Dr. Skogna, Joseph Skogna. Every charge you take in must be discharged. Every charge you take in, write it down, must be discharged. You need to have a way to rectify and resolve all the negative electric charges that come to you from other people or from situations, or else it's going to end up in physical disease or emotional pain, torture, upset. Agrimony is a very sensitive person. They're very sensitive, but they hide their sensitivity. So they don't want anybody to know how sensitive they really are. And then we have parasitic infestation. That means that the agrimony person draws people to them who are parasitic, who want to suck their energy and want to take their power. And again, we said there's 9 remedies for the parasitic infestation, which is one of the greatest of all causes of human suffering and disease. They get drained by certain people. They draw parasitic infestation. Well, you know, one of the secrets is, you know, you're not some victim. This stuff is happening to you. There's something inside of you that's drawing it to you. And when you take the box flowers, you can find out what it is inside of you that's drawing all this chaos, drawing all these people who are attacking you, drawing all these people who are sucking your energy. That's what the flowers do. Use with the correct protocol to help enlighten you and have you realize who is hurting you, who's upsetting you, and what the situations are. And they go all the way back to childhood. That's why you don't see them. You don't recognize them because these patterns have been with you forever. Feels drained after talking with certain people. Or you may not feel drained. You may talk with certain people and go away. You don't feel drained, but tomorrow your girlfriend says, "How are you doing?" So, "Oh, I just feel so tired. I just feel so exhausted." Yeah, it's because you got drained by talking to people yesterday. And you'd be exhausted and drained and tired for 3 days, 4 days. And you'll have no idea where it's coming from. Because when you talk to those people, "Oh, it was my mother. Oh, it was," I told a friend, I said, "Look," I said, "you know, you got to stop talking to your mother like this. When you talk to your mother, you need to talk to her short and brief times. And don't be so open because she can come in and suck your energy and drain you." And she did, and she's feeling better. Draws people who seem to take a lot of energy from you. Draws people who take energy from you. Your energy is pulled on by other people. And you need to be more shielded from violating parasitic or negative energies from people. Vitality is sapped by others. So if you have low vitality, a person comes in and says, "I'm exhausted. I feel weak. I'm tired. I need more energy." One of the things I find out is, do they need shielding and protection? Or is someone draining the life out of them? It's going to be one of two things. If people are burned out and exhausted, it's either going to be they're workaholic and they're pushing till they're exhausted, or it's going to be that their vitality is zapped by zappy people who suck their energy and take their power. So for that, you use shielding remedies, and then you'll begin to wake up and see who's doing this to you and who's draining you so much, and you'll go and put a stop to it. And these are old patterns from this childhood, from the inner child. The inner child is all the traumas that occurred to you up to the age of 11. And they're all invisible. Most of the emotional issues are invisible. You go like, "No, I had a happy childhood. Everything was fine. Everything was fine." I had a woman who told me that her father forced her to have sex once or twice a week. I think starting when she was 7, I mean, and when she was 12, 13, big enough to punch him in the nose. She told me that if I had come to her house when she was 7, she would have told me that it's one big happy family and everyone loves everybody and everything's fine. The child covers up the traumas that they experience during the childhood. They cover it up because it's just too painful. Okay, drugs. The agrimony person likes drugs. They like drugs because it dulls the pain that they actually are going through. It soothes the inner anxiety and the emotional pain that they carry inside. So they want to drink, they want to smoke some pot, they want to take some Prozac. Anything to dull the pain that they have. So this is one of the remedies that you use for getting people off of drugs. I had a woman in Montana who studied with me. She drank a bottle of wine every night, since she was 16. She was 33 at the time. She said, Dr. Love, there's no way I can put any energy into getting off the alcohol. And I said, well, don't worry about it, hon. Just have all the alcohol you want, and we'll let God take care of this. Well, on the remedies, in a month, she's down to one glass of wine per day. In 5 months, she's completely off the alcohol, which she told me. I remember sitting in the Safeway parking lot in Tucson, in Flagstaff, Arizona, and she said to me, Dr. Love, I can't believe I'm off the alcohol. She said, I never tried to put any energy into getting off the alcohol. It just happened. It just fell away. And then she said, what should I do about the marijuana? And I said, don't worry about the marijuana. Smoke all you want, but just let God heal you through the remedies. And another month, she said, she was completely off the marijuana. And then she said, what to do? All my friends smoke pot and drink alcohol. And I said, well, let's, keep hanging around your friends. Let's let God handle it. And that was about 6 months in. Within about a year, all her friends were coming to her, asking her help so that they could get off alcohol and marijuana. And then she began treating all her people and helping them. So the agrimony, I could tell you a thousand stories about how agrimony helps people get off drugs, because there's a spiritual law that's secret and nobody knows about. And it goes like this: you can't get healed if you're doing drugs. So if a person's doing any kind of drugs, the first thing you want to do is get them healed so they don't need the drugs anymore. And what about the medical drugs? I tell everybody, let the medical doctor who put you on those drugs take you off. When you don't have diabetes anymore, why take the diabetes meds? When you can sleep, why take the sleep meds? When you don't have high blood pressure, why take the high blood pressure meds? And I had one lady went to her psychiatrist and he took one look at her and said, oh, my God. He said, if you feel the way you look, I'm taking you off the psychiatrist today. And she said, well, I do. And he took her off the psychiatric drug that very day. Thank you. With medical drugs, I always just let medical doctors take care of that. Because as a person heals, generally the pot and alcohol and stuff like that will just fall off. We finish up agrimony. We're about to end with the end of the day here. We'll finish up agrimony next time. And I got a whole bunch of stuff that I wanted to talk about, which we weren't able to get to. But I want to wish everyone well and good healing to you. And know that it is through the grace of God that we're healed, not by our efforts, not by somebody's remedies, but through the inner grace of the great maker of all things, the higher self. And that is the spirit part, body, mind, and spirit. So I guess that's about it. I'll turn it over to Don, and God bless you all, and I will see you next Sunday night.
Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love can be heard every Sunday night here on the BBS Radio Network at 6 p.m. PST and 9 p.m. Eastern on Station 1. Please visit his website at www.drericlove.com or call him at 406-585-0774. Thank you for listening.